Good day, TC.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I was reading that you
Thank you.
started performing at 10, quite young, and that your first album was when you were 16. Must have been exciting
Correct.
times.
Oh, goodness, it was. I was thinking back, like I actually did turn 16 in the studio whilst recording the album. From memory, I think the song was The Water Lily, which is featured on my album of 30 years ago, because I'm 46 now. So it's exactly 30 years this year since I recorded my first album. Yeah, I was very, very young and had no idea, dare I say, as well as far as how the industry worked. But I was very, very lucky and fortunate to be under Garth Porter's wing with that one who produced the album. And I was lucky enough to, he actually encouraged me to co-write some of the songs that were on that album. So yeah, I was very, very young. I'm still young.
Now tell me, you stopped performing around then and stayed off the stage for quite a few years. Can you tell me why did that happen and how long was it you were off stage?
Yeah, so what was intended to be just a 12-month break actually turned out to be 30 years. I guess just life happened in general, and there were quite a, I wasn't in a good place at that time personally, and just said to mum and dad one day, look, I think I just need to step out for just a year, just to catch my breath. And I didn't have management in place either. So in hindsight, it's not usually or wasn't back then the done thing to sort of go gung-ho with a U-Butte album that was immaculately produced by Garth Porter with no with nothing in place as far as touring it to promote it or management. But we had no idea. And God love mum and dad, they were learning the ropes too. So that's why I just intended to take 12 months break. And then it just never went back to it. I guess life just happened, as I said, and lots of wrong way go back scenarios, which I'm sure a lot of people could possibly relate to in their life. And if it wasn't for young Angus Gill, who just recently, well, last October, sent me a message. We live in Port Macquarie, both of us. We're literally like 10 minutes away from each other as far as where we live. He messaged me one day out of the blue and said, I think TC needs to make a comeback and I would absolutely love to produce it. And it just went from there. And first single is, as you know, was released on the 1st of April. And we've got the second one very, very close to release as well. So it's exciting times.
When you quit was back in the early 90s. What's changed since then? I mean, probably social media, but what's changed since then that would make it easier and better for quite a young singer to stay in the game?
Do you know what? All I can say is life experience, older, wiser, and stronger, I guess. I think as you get older, like, well, the 30-year hiatus that I had, I have grown so much. In fact, I've probably grown the most in the last 5 or 6 years, to be honest. So I just think life experience, maturity, you see things. I guess I didn't have a real direction back then either, being so young, but you know, growing up and experiencing life, you sort of know exactly more who you are and you're more in tune with yourself. Therefore, you sort of, I don't know, back then I was very timid and I don't know if gullible's the word, just very naive. I've learned a lot since, and it's probably worked the other way. It's more like my way or the highway these days.
You've got a new album coming out later this year. How's that progressing?
Oh, do you know, we've only got, I think there's only about two or three songs to do as far as final vocals are. All the band tracks are done. They were completed in February this year with some gun musicians over in Nashville. I'm still pinching myself to come to the realization that we snagged these brilliant musicians all in the one day to record all the 10 tracks of the album. So they're all done. It's just final vocals, which is myself, to finish off, and which is, I think we've got three songs to go. So we're very, very close. The release date for that one, I do believe, is the 16th of September. And the second single is Super Close, which is due for release on the 1st of July. So, and I can't wait. I absolutely love it. I've been playing it in my kitchen every day.
I find it amazing that and it's something I've only come across in the last 2 or 3 years. Musicians can be in, say, Nashville, and the singer is here. I presume it's to do with Zoom sessions and modern communications.
Absolutely. Yeah. Modern technology is absolutely mind-boggling. Like 30 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to do that. Not a chance in hell. But now, you're absolutely right. The album was, I'm the only Australian musician on it. Angus features on it too. We've got a duet coming on that one too, on the album. And he's featuring with backing vocals and, of course, the production. So, yeah, it's amazing with what you can do over the internet these days. It's absolutely mind-blowing. It's scary, actually.
Your new single's the first one in 28 years or so. Ain't Absolutely. Too late to start again. It seems appropriate. Mm-hmm. Is that referring to the fact that you left and are now coming back?
Most definitely. So when Angus messaged me back in October, his message said something along the lines of, as I mentioned, I think TC needs to make a comeback and I'd love to produce the single. And then he went on to say, I've got an idea in my head, a little line of ain't too late to start again. And I thought it would be perfect for you for the first comeback single for you. And so I messaged back, and taking in that he actually offered to produce the single, I showed my husband, and he said, well, what are you gonna do? And I said, what's he thinking? I said, it's Angus Gill. And my husband said, no, what are you thinking if you knock it back? So I thought, right, fair enough, he's right. So I messaged Angus back and I said, righto, I'll come out on, it was a Sunday afternoon. And he played me the little line that he had, that it ain't too late to start again. It's time that I get going. And we had a couple of fireballs. That's our little thing, a fireball with ginger beer. And we wrote the song. We'll finish the song together. And at the end of it, I said, how about we make an album? And he was like, sure. So we did a little bit better than the single, and I'm so excited. I can't wait for September for release date for everybody to hear the tracks. There's a bit of everything. As you know, the first single is a Western swing vibe. That is the only Western swing on the album. So there's all different, like different elements of country music that I, for one, grew up with and still listen to. There's lots of different sort of styles on there. There's some ballads, some little country rock sort of songs. The duet with Angus, it's almost a little bit June and Johnny inspired, like a little bit of a Jackson style vibe, so to speak. So, yeah, we've got a little bit of everything on it.
TC, thank you for talking. It's been good. We wish you all the best for the future.
Oh, thank you so much, Brian, for having me.
Well, it ain't too late to start again. It's time that I get going. I don't know if I don't try and see what lies around the bend. We've all got another chance to begin after an end. It ain't too late to clean the slate. It ain't too late to start again. It's been way too long since I put pen to paper. And this old guitar needs a real good tune. Well, people keep asking when you're gonna get back to it. And I'm sick and tired of saying someday soon. Well, it ain't too late to start again. It's time that I get going. I don't know if I don't try and see what lies around the bend. We've all got another chance to begin after an end. It ain't too late to late, it ain't too late to start again. Newspaper clipping from when my name was up in lights some time ago. Well, I showed my girls the person that I used to be, and they said, Mom, you gotta get back on the road. Well, it ain't too late to start again. It's time that I get going. I don't know if I don't try and see what lies around the bend. We've all got another chance to begin after an end. It ain't too late to clean the slate. It ain't too late to start again. Get going. I don't know.